The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Tone the bone all low, Snake. It's time to get after it. That's right. He wants me to call him Snake. Why am I calling you Snake for this Kiefer and Curry here?
Snake Plissken, who I had to go in to escape from New York and rescue the president.
I can promise you that that'll be the only time probably in the rest of my life I ever hear that name again, unless you want to use it again on this show. First of all, happy sports equinox to you, my friend.
Okay.
54 years since we've been counting, since 1971. This date has only happened 31 times. Today is the 32nd time where we have the Major League Baseball Series, the NHL, the NFL, and the NBA all in action on the same day. So that is a wonderful thing. And that'll be happening, of course. It's only happened 32 times. By the way, it's happened at least one time per year, every year since 2015. But there are several years where it has not happened at all. So this is the first year where all four major sports are going to be in action all at the same time. So let your head explode.
Yeah, because baseball, because people will say, well, we're going to have a lot more of them. Well, no, not necessarily. Baseball's only got a maximum of five more games.
You're right. Yeah, and there are several years, I think, where it's happened like up to three times maybe in one year, but probably not. All right, today, my friend, I want to get into the worst word in sports. Do you know what the worst word in sports is right now?
Eliminated or fired?
Eliminated, fired. You're close. Let's go with buyout.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Brian Kelly is going to get paid $53.8 million. And by the way, if I'm off $100,000, don't email me, text me. 53.7, whatever. You get the idea.
Because we don't know exactly the figure, because the guarantee he had, Tony, was that he would get the entire amount of his contract. But if he was let go, he was going to get 90% of what he was still owed. Yes. So we don't know exactly what that is. I do like the provision. If he coaches again or even takes a media job, they still pay him, but they deduct whatever his new salary is from what they owe him. So if he signs a deal for, you know, if somebody's stupid enough to hire him and pay millions of dollars, then he's out the window.
Well, I ain't watching his buyout. I'm not watching his ass on media. He's just not a guy that I used to love. Brian Kelly, when he's at Cincinnati, I remember him coming to town. I had dinner with the guy. He was nice. He was a fun guy. He reminded me of Bill Clinton, believe it or not. He's one of those guys that kind of came in. He kind of owned the room, and he had a lot of charisma, and he seemed to be happy, and he was friendly, and he just got really sour and nasty over the last few years, and he's just not the kind of guy.
When you say
Brian Kelly's coming up next after the break, I'm not staying put, so I'm changing channels. But this is the third time.
How he acted Saturday night was absolutely inexcusable. Everything that went wrong, he was flinging his headset around. He was getting in people's faces. The special teams coach, they let them run a punt back for a touchdown. He was just browbeating that guy on the sideline. And that, you know, the special teams coach, what, he's making like $15 an hour probably? I mean,
oh my gosh.
I don't think he's like the lowest guy on the totem pole. You're the head coach. I don't care if you're delegating all that authority to these other coaches. The buck stops at your desk. If there are breakdowns and you're the head coach, you've got to be smart enough to know that we're not solid in this area before it happens on the field in the game. So, Brian Kelly, you should have been yelling at yourself. And then the really abhorrent thing, Tony, was a hot mic caught him at the end of the game, walking off the field, the student section, right as he's going off, those guys are yelling, "Fire Kelly, fire Kelly." Mm-hmm. And he looks at the guy walking with him and says, "See if you can get those guys' names. I want them barred from the stadium."
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell does he think this is, Nazi Germany?
No. And it's going to be really interesting to see who is going to be willing. Is Brian Kelly a good coach? Yeah, I think he's a good coach. Is he a great coach?
Yeah,
no, I don't think he's a great coach. But can he take a perennial loser and turn it into a winner? Maybe. Is he proven himself that at the highest level that he can win a national championship? No. I mean, he's been to a national championship twice. We saw what he did against Alabama, and of course, he's done it in the last few years. But 18.9 million dollars Charlie Weiss got from Notre Dame. Billy Napier is getting $21 million. Gus Malzahn got $21.4 million from Auburn. Franklin got $49 million. Kelly's getting $53.8 million. Jimbo Fisher, remember him?
That champion of all time, Jimbo Fisher.
And by the way, Jimbo wants to get back in bad.
I know.
Really bad. And there's some really nice jobs open right now. LSU, Penn State, Florida. If you're smart, do not hire that guy.
Would you hire Jimbo now?
No, he's Brian Kelly number two. He's a big fucking crybaby is what he is. I mean, nothing's ever his fault.
He berated everybody in that program. He disappeared for 4 and 5 days without telling anybody he was going to be gone.
Yeah.
And like you said, he blamed everybody else. Jimbo had the ultimate job at Texas A&M. And if that's not enough, when he got nervous that LSU was going to hire him after they fired Coach Orgeron, they extended his contract and guaranteed his buyout.
Unbelievable. Mike Norvell is due about $63 million if they fire him at the end of the year. $63 million at FSU. And, of course, he got the big nut after they started the season 13-0. And we didn't even talk about last year. And I wouldn't have been surprised if Jimmy Sexton wasn't in there asking for an extension after they beat Alabama.
If he's smart,
why not? Some coaches just have it rolled into their contracts. For example, did you know that Lane Kiffin got an automatic one-year extension this past weekend? Because he got his seventh win of the year at Ole Miss. He's got a deal.
That just shows how low the bar is there.
He's got a deal at Ole Miss that every time he wins seven games or more, they extend his contract 1 year at $9 million a year. 7.3 of it is guaranteed. So he just got a guaranteed $7.3 million just for winning his seventh game of the year. His contract now rolls through 2031.
And let's put that in context. That means you're going to go 7 and to be succeed at Ole Miss, you got to go 7-5.
7-5.
If you go 7-5 at all these other highbrow programs, you're fired.
So I want you to give me, I have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have the next seven, actually the next six, because Norvell's not in there. I got the next six highest buyouts in college football right now. This is a sport. We just went through the NCAA versus House thing, not the House of Representatives, but the House is the name of the person, House.
And
we did the NIL thing. We're doing the transfer portal. It's wide open. It's the wild, wild west. I see Arch Manning trying to sell me Taco Bell, and I'm like, I ain't buying.
Or
Warby Parker glasses. Yeah, he still needs to go back in and get his eyes checked, I think.
Yeah, I think he should have been watching some film instead of filming commercials.
There's no doubt. So I want you to tell me, I've got six of the highest buyouts in college football right now. And by the way, the Norvell thing is a foregone conclusion. They're looking like fools at FSU because everyone else is like, okay, if you guys are going to wait to the end of the year, we're letting it go. We got three of the best jobs out there right now, Florida, LSU, and obviously Penn State up for grabs. And so, you know, if Florida State wants to get in the mix, that arguably the fourth best out of those four teams, I would say LSU is probably number one, Florida number two, Penn State number three. Do you want to take a stab at some of the coaches that have buyouts, and I'll tell you what they are?
Well, I imagine Lincoln Riley's is pretty significant.
Lincoln Riley is second on the list. He is due as of October 20th, 2025. If they fired him on October 20th, which is a week ago today, he's due $90 million.
I knew that's ridiculous. I mean,
$90 million for Lincoln flipping Riley.
And he's been basically 7-5 every year at USC so far.
Unbelievable. And listen, I'm not giving these guys a hard time. God bless you, man. If I had an agent, man, I remember I had an agent for a short period of time when I was in radio, and he got me a sweet deal in radio. Like, and I didn't want to be part of it because I just love radio. I didn't care what I was making. He basically went in there and demanded that they double my salary. They did. And of course, I wasn't making a ton of money at the time, but it was great. I mean, whatever your agent can get for you, good for you. If these universities are so stupid, but we're in a situation right now where everyone keeps talking about there's only like 7 or 8 programs in the country that are making money. I'm talking about actually in the black at the end of the year. Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone else is losing their ass.
And if you put NIL in there, I mean, that's a whole there. That's a whole separate collection of. I went to an event down at Alabama a couple weeks ago, and it was sponsored by they. It's called Yay Alabama, original name.
Yeah.
But Yay Alabama is the fundraising branch of the athletic department.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and people are giving money to it. I mean, we're talking. Yeah, we're having a difficult time, yet we're paying. We're playing Brian Kelly $54 million to go away, and he's only been there for 4 years. Are you
Tony,
kidding me?
Tony, why aren't we football coaches? Are we insane? I told the story of a couple of times in the past week. When I started college, I majored in physical education because I wanted to be a football coach. I thought that'd be the coolest job in the world. And then I had an epiphany about my sophomore year. I said, I'm going to switch over to broadcast journalism because you can't make any money being a football coach. No. Boy, that was a bad call.
Well, you don't work nearly as hard as you would if you're a football coach too. And I could honestly say, now I don't know your personal situation, but I hear it's pretty difficult on families and marriages and everything else. I
mean,
if you're a college football coach, you want to make $9 million a year, good for you, but you're going to be working 14 hours a day.
Oh yeah. You're sleeping on your couch in the office all the time.
I'm good doing a 4-hour radio show watching some soaps. I'm good, man. Thank you very much.
But for me to drop out because there's no money in it, that was not a good call.
Exactly. All right. Who else you got on this list?
I'm gonna take a shot and say probably we need to go back and look at. I'm gonna say Ryan Day is probably on the list.
Ryan Day actually is not on the list. He's due somewhere around $40 million, but he's not.
He's a piker.
Let me tell you what he's getting. Based on what I'm getting here, he's getting screwed. You got anybody else you want to take a stab at?
Let's see who's still real high profile around. I'm sure DeBoer is well protected.
Kalen DeBoer, as of right now, as of today, if they fired him, $70 million.
I knew that would be ridiculous.
$70 million for Kalen DeBoer. For the guy who took over for Nick Saban, he gets $70 million. Who else you got?
And you mentioned Florida State. Kalen DeBoer also has a loss to them, which is looking really bad right now. Good thing Alabama righted the ship and beat South Carolina. If they'd lost to a double-digit underdog that game, no matter what they did the rest of the year, they were going to have a tough time getting in the playoffs. That was a huge win. Alabama found a way to win that game.
Really was.
Let's see. We got DeBoer and we got Lincoln Riley. Gosh, I'm trying to think who else is sacred cow coach. I'm sure Steve Sarkisian's on the list.
Steve Sarkisian would get $64 million right now at Texas. As of this morning, he would get $64 million.
Jimmy Sexton makes Lucky Luciano and all the mob bosses look like amateurs.
Would you love to know what Paul Feinbaum's contract is? Jimmy Sexton does Paul Feinbaum's contract.
I know.
And the fact that he's got Jimmy Sexton should tell you just how big and how impressive that Paul Feinbaum and what he's done with his program. It's just absolutely amazing. Because for years we were trying to figure out what the hell he actually does. I mean, he just opens the phone lines and just gets accolades. But he's a very smart man, lawyer. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Definitely.
He's brilliant at what he does. And he has extorted his listeners to make them think that there's something special in this. Something, and they are in his lives, but he has done such a one. But I would love to know what his contract is. Someone who lost to Syracuse earlier this year, Dabo Swinney, would get $60 million if he was fired today.
Good for Dabo. That's clearly a Jimmy Sexton.
He's got Duke, by the way, this weekend. My son's trying to get me to drive to Duke or drive to Clemson to watch the Duke game. I said, are they going to win? He said, I don't know. I really don't. I said, I'm not too sure. Mario Cristobal. Cristobal at Miami, $61 million.
Oh, my gosh. Bama hater is going to – he can't stand Mario Cristobal.
$61 million. And the guy who gets paid the most as of – this would be October 20th, 2025, because that's the closest I get. That would be Kirby Smart.
Oh, well, I should have guessed that right off the bat.
Georgia would owe him $118 million if they fired him today.
Holy cow. Kirby.
I mean, it's not even close. And listen, and it's really funny because, and we pride ourselves on this because you and I, we do our homework. We read our sports. We know what we're going on. Just last week, and even on K4 Wins, I was asking you guys, what do you think it's worth to do to hire a coach? If I could sit there and say unequivocally, you're going to win a national title in 3 years. Obviously, we know that's not possible. But if it could in a fantasy land, what is a national title worth? Is Nick Saban worth $30 million a year? Well, now we're finding out what these coaches, or at least what these people think these coaches are actually worth. I'm wondering, to me, too, and Scotty Woodward, You remember Scotty, when he was at Washington, he pulled away Chris Peterson. Remember, he pulled Chris Peterson out of Boise, which was a huge get. He was the one that brought in Jimbo Fisher at A&M.
Yep, how
did that work out? And, oh, by the way, he's also the one that got Brian Kelly to come to LSU. And now people are saying, should he be allowed to make the next hire at LSU?
That's
his call. It's his call.
Yeah, it's like an air traffic controller who is on duty for three straight plane crashes and let's give him a raise and double his salary.
I mean, seriously, I mean, three huge hires. And yeah, they were all big wire. I mean, when Brian Kelly went to LSU, I was like, wow, that is I didn't like the hire because I didn't like Brian Kelly because I knew that Brian Kelly was going to get fired at Notre Dame after a period of time, only because I'm Catholic. I knew that he couldn't keep his big ass mouth shut long enough. Eventually, he was going to do something stupid, and Catholicism was going to catch up with him. I'm sorry, it's just going to happen. He pretended to be a Catholic. He was a paper tiger when it came to being Catholic.
Well, and pretend's a big word for Brian. Remember how he debuted in LSU? And it strikes me, Tony, and I nobody else will give me credit, so I'm going to give myself and my partner Terry credit. We said the day Brian Kelly was hired, just like we also criticized the Hugh Freeze and Sunbelt Billy hires right off the bat, but we said the Brian Kelly hire made no sense whatsoever at LSU because he was not going to be a fit. And within the first couple of weeks, he's wearing silk shirts, dancing with recruits.
Do you remember the dialect? He was trying to sound Cajun?
Yeah. He was trying to talk Cajun in a press conference. The only thing he didn't do was appear on Swamp People, which I kept expecting to see him on a boat out there. Oh, that's a big one. Let's get him in the boat, you know. But Brian Kelly just was not he's from Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah. He's not a cultural fit in Baton Rouge. That was never going to work, and we said it from day one. And I see a headline today looking at the stories. Kelly never a fit at LSU. Well, hey, genius, who wrote that? It's 4 years down the line. We said that the day he was hired.
That was such a weird hire. And again, he was not he had taken Notre Dame to a national title game, but he wasn't. But everyone knew that he was going to get blown out. It was 28-0.
And they got killed.
It was 28-0 in the first quarter. I remember we sold our tickets. I had a chance to go to the national championship game, and I sold my ticket for $800 because I knew it was going to be a blowout. I'm not going to go watch a blowout. It was 28-0 in the first quarter. Yeah, so, I mean, you can make all the national titles you want. It doesn't mean Larry Coker is one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen just because he won
that title. That was rankings, and you know how much I love the rankings.
I know.
That was based on the rankings, and the computer model said Notre Dame was the second-best team. Wrong. Alabama blew them out, like you said. The game was over before it even started.
So Steve Spurrier was asked yesterday, who do you think would be a great hire at the University of Florida? Florida, Penn State, and LSU all in the same year. That's pretty amazing. I mean, Florida, LSU, two SEC perennials in one year is pretty amazing. And obviously, you don't have but 2 or 3 years anymore if you're a coach. You need to get in and get it done. If they're bringing in, there was only one reason they were bringing Brian Kelly in. And I know you had LSU this weekend. I love that game as well because it's Saturday night in the Bayou, and they look like they got railroaded. They got hammered, and that was it. And I hate to say it, but it came down to that game. He loses that game. It was over.
Looks like Trent
Dilfer and Army was one game.
Which was another reason I thought LSU would find a way to win because if you didn't have a sense of urgency as a coaching staff, as players in that game playing the only undefeated team in the league who blew you out last year and revealed you were a fraud. If you remember the game in College Station, LSU led at halftime, and that's when Marcel Reed's coming out party was. They just ran up and down the field and ended up beating LSU by like three touchdowns. Oh. So if you didn't have that in the back of your mind, for them to be that flat and that bad, and how many quarterbacks, Tony, that were getting all this love before the season, Garrett Nussmeier amongst them, has turned into just being a big flop this year.
Yeah, I think he's been banged up a little bit too, but he certainly has been. So Steve Spurrier was asked, give me two names for coaches that you think would be perfect at the University of Florida. He came with Lane Kiffin
Of course.
And he came with Eli Drinkwitz.
I can't believe that's the second time I've heard that this week.
That name is coming up a lot, by the way.
On what planet is Eli Drinkwitz a great coach? I don't understand.
Missouri's
been a 500 team, basically.
And it's Missouri. We know every year. They won the East like 17 years in a row, but didn't win squat beyond that. Every year the East was so bad that they end up winning almost every single year. John Sumrall from Tulane's in there. Joe Brady, who's the Buffalo Bills OC. James Franklin's name's coming up. And, of course, Jimbo Fisher's coming up for the Florida gig as well. If you're stupid enough to hire, I'm really excited to see where Brian Kelly goes. I want to know who's the fool that's willing to buy into that thing. He must be the most incredible person in an interview that I've ever seen in my life. If he ends up getting a great job again, that's going to be unbelievable. And I want to know who the idiot that's going to hire Jimbo Fisher. Yes, the one that's going to win a national title. That's ridiculous. Yeah. But Lane Kiffin right now, his name is coming up for everything.
Of course.
He has been at Ole Miss for six seasons, which I think is by far the longest tenured job he's had in his entire life. He was good for a year or two. Florida does seem to be a good hit. By the way, if he would get fired as of today, he would be owed $36,600,000, which really is a drop in the bucket. It's less than half of most of these people. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's Ole Miss. I don't know what kind of money Ole Miss has got.
Yeah, and they don't have a lot of money.
No, they don't. It's Mississippi. I mean, for God's sakes, there's only one
state. Exactly.
Without Mississippi, Alabama would be worse in everything in the country. At least
casinos. They have those. So they got that going.
Whatever it's like, we're Alabama rated. We always know we're going to be at least 49th because we've always got Ole Miss or Mississippi.
Yeah,
that's always behind us. But what kind of gig do you think he could garner at Florida?
Oh, well, Jimmy Sexton, of course, it leaked out this week that Lane Kiffin would expect, or Florida is willing to offer, $13.6 million guaranteed for 6 years. So they would basically be giving him whatever that times out to, almost $14 million times 6 years. So that's $64 million would be their offer. And, of course, that didn't come from Florida because it would have been totally inappropriate for them to contact Lane Kiffin in the middle of a season where he's in playoff position. That is clearly a Jimmy Sexton plant to just kind of set the bar of this is where the market is right now, guys, because Jimmy Sexton is like a guy, he's got his chess pieces, it's all the different coaches, and if he moves one, Kiffin to Florida Space 4, that opens up this one for, another client to this spot, to this spot, to this spot. Jimmy Sexton, monopolies are supposed to be illegal in this country, Tony. They broke up the phone company, for God's sake. Jimmy Sexton is the biggest monopoly America has ever had. He controls not only coaches, but he is the representative of almost all the major athletic directors, now players, and as you mentioned, some of the top broadcasters and curmudgeons in the sport.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, and I was trying to find out who is Kurt Cignetti's
I looked that up the other day. It's some firm. The guy's name's like Moran or something, it's not Jimmy Sexton.
Well, they just set the bar at over $11 million a year. So no one can get a job for less than $11 million a year.
Yeah, well, Jimmy jacked it up to 13 with the Kiffin week.
$13 million. And, of course, I mean, if you already got a deal where you only win seven games and you're getting another $9 million
a year.
I saw that and I was like, is that real? And no one's talking about that.
I'm like, is that the craziest thing?
That is insane.
You get a huge bonus in another year for winning seven games.
With $7.3 million of it guaranteed.
You play four cupcake games. That's guaranteed. So you only really got to win three games.
Oh, unbelievable. We go, where's the money coming from? And obviously, it's easy to sit there and feel sorry for these ADs and these people that aren't making any money and saying that we're broke, but the machine is just, it just keeps churning it out.
It is.
And the universities can, Kalen DeBoer, now I'm going to go 10, 15 years ago. I don't know what Mike Shula hadn't had a head coaching gig when he came in. He was an Alabama guy. It was a great fit. You know, it had the name Shula. A lot of people didn't like the hire. A lot of people didn't like.
How can he miss?
How could exactly? And I remember he started 10-0. And everyone loved him for it. But he just wasn't a really outgoing, extroverted kind of guy. He was really kind of quiet, and therefore he's been an OC now ever since that hire.
Although he almost beat Alabama Saturday as the offensive coordinator in South Carolina.
Exactly. Hilarious. Yeah, thanks to Alabama in their fourth quarter. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, it used to be we're going to give you a buyout. But the buyout was not nearly as much as the contract itself.
Of course not.
It was $3 or $4 million. It was like a severance pay almost. Now the buyouts are so much larger and bigger than the actual contracts themselves, you know, obviously.
Originally the buyout was on both sides. The buyout was if your coach wanted to leave and go somewhere else because he got a better offer, then he had to pay you a bunch of money to go away. Now Jimmy Sexton, once again, is getting into most of these major coaches' contracts. I didn't know this just until a couple of weeks ago. He's getting into their contract that's not part of the buyout provision anymore. The buyout's a one-way street now.
Yep.
It doesn't protect the schools at all, but it's the ransom that he is demanding to get these top flight coaches. Tony, when is a school going to wise up and say, you know what, we're going to go a different direction. We're going to take some brilliant young assistant who looks like he's got a lot of pedigree, and we're going to take a chance. We're not going to pay him a lot of money, but we're going to give him a chance to build something.
Well, let me
here.
Ask you something. I got your answer there. And first of all, you know why did Cignetti get that huge contract extension? To appease the fan base. I mean, you got to appease the fan base.
That's right.
And quite frankly, it's a piece of paper. Is Cignetti going to be there in 8 years?
No way.
Is Lane Kiffin going to be at Ole Miss in 2031?
No.
I mean, these contracts don't mean anything except money. That the money they're going to get, and it's always going to go one way. It's never going to go the other way, even if they get fired with cause. Hell, I think Bobby Petrino, after the motorcycle thing, actually got a payout. He got a payout.
That's
he got a
incredible.
Payout to leave Arkansas after he did the whole motorcycle thing. They even pay them to go away. So I totally agree with you, and I would love it. But here's the problem. You have to get everybody on the same page.
Yep.
If everyone gets to the same, there's a company here in town that cleans out sub pumps. You know, they clean out the sewer crap, you know, in yards. What do they call that? The cistern, or what do they call that thing where all the poop and stuff goes?
I'm not sure what the name is, but the sump pump is the
sump pump. If you don't have a regular sewer in your neighborhood,
it goes underground.
It goes underground, and then they have to come out every 5 or 6 years, and they have to pump that crap out. If you don't,
eventually will fill up.
It'll blow up. Your front yard will be.
I think it's where the phrase "full of crap" comes from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So exactly right. So I call this company when I was at my old house, and you know I got three kids, and they're flushing all kinds of stuff down the toilet, and you know I call this guy up. I said, "Listen, I think he said, do you have?" And I didn't even know. I was like, "I don't know if I have sewer." And he's like, "Dude, you have a cistern out in your backyard. It was underneath the deck." He said, "Man, if you haven't had that thing changed in 8 years, it's about ready to blow." So he gets out there, and sure enough, it was like right near the top, right? So I said, "How much are you going to charge me to do that?" He said, $350. I said, "Okay." I said, let me do some shopping and see if I can, and he goes, "Well, I can tell you right now that I've sat down with every company in the state of Alabama, and we have a deal together that we're all going to be within $50 of each other so we can all be competitive." He said, so you're not going to pay more than $400 and you're not going to pay less than $300. So I'm $350. I'm right.
So
in the middle.
He basically that's antitrust.
Exactly.
He basically just confessed to you that they were breaking the law.
Until college football ADs and the universities do the same thing and say, "Listen, we have to have a deal here where you promise me you're not going to pay more than $11 million or I'm not going to pay." That's the only way they're going to do it. And I got news for you. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen, because if the money's there, it's still there. Now that means you and I are going to be spending $150 for a ticket to go see, you know, Tennessee United or whatever it is next time we go.
But you know what's amazing? makes me think about a guy we're not talking about. We talked about LSU and how bad they looked. The guy who made them look bad is named Mike Elko. He was the coach at Duke. He was a former assistant at Texas A&M and a lot of other places. Mike Elko, Tony, right now is only making only $7.1 million a year. He's probably the lowest paid. He's the number three ranked team in the country. He just got Brian Kelly fired. How quick do you think Texas A&M is going to scramble? He'll have one of those deals probably by the end of the week, because Mike Elko was a real departure for them. They almost hired Mark Stoops. Holy shit. Gosh. What a mistake that would have been.
Yeah.
But the fans went crazy as we don't want that loser down here. So they get Mike Elko back to Texas A&M. What a concept, Tony. Mike Elko doesn't want to be a rock star. Mike Elko doesn't make commercials. Mike Elko is not, strutting around like he is the cock of the walk. He's a football coach. Mm-hmm. He has got Texas A&M personnel and playing like a well-oiled machine.
One of the best teams in the SEC. One of the best teams in the SEC, period.
Yeah, they won at Notre Dame. They, every test they've passed with flying colors. And Mike Elko, who's just you look at him on the sideline. He's got a sweatshirt and a hat on. He's not wearing Versace loafers.
So I have,
like Kip Kiefer.
like Kip Kiefer. All right, so I have to ask you a question before we fly, because I love to get your honest opinion on this. And it's something we could certainly talk about it on our show on ABC 3340 or on K4 Wins. We'll be on doing that show tomorrow. By the way, it runs live on our YouTube channel at 10 o'clock Central Time on Tuesdays and Friday mornings, also on the Coastal Sports Network. If you're Auburn Tigers right now and you're sitting over there, okay, it appears that I would say you've got, 70-75% chance that you're probably going to be moving on from Hugh Freeze at the end of the year. What, am I wrong there? They've lost five games in a row, correct?
Let's face it. They won Saturday when's the last time you saw a team turn the ball over four times, not in a game, but in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Auburn could not help but win that game.
Auburn fans. I got friends of mine are Auburn fans. They wanted to lose that game. They did. They're in the position now where they do not want Hugh Freeze to save his job. They want him out, and they hope that they don't care if they lose to Alabama by 80. They want him gone by the end of the year. So my question to you is, with LSU, with Florida, with Penn State, with FSU lingering, and then possibly Auburn, where do you put LSU, Florida, Penn State, FSU, and Auburn? Give me your 1 through 5. What's the best job out of those five and the worst job of those five? They're all good. They're all decent.
I would say Florida is the best. Okay. Some people would argue with me and say LSU is better because of the tradition and the athletes that come from there. Plus, LSU recruits a lot in Texas, which is the football oil field. It's not just rich in minerals. Yeah. It's rich in football players. But I'd put Florida over LSU just because, culturally, Orlando's a lot better place in my mind to be than Baton Rouge.
Than LSU number two?
Yes, definitely.
And then where do you put Auburn, Penn State, and FSU? FSU.
I guess just from the tradition standpoint, although how much I loathe the Big Ten and Happy Valley, I would not be happy living in Happy Valley. Yeah. I guess Penn State, just from the lineage standpoint, would be three, slightly ahead of Florida State. And I'm sorry for putting Auburn fifth in this list, but... Just the recent history, wow. I think Pat Dye left a better situation that all of his successors have not lived up to. So I think they've dropped in prominence quite a bit. I think Auburn is the ideal place where, if I'm Jimmy Rain and the boys in the back room with the brandy snifters and the cigars, Raymond Harbert and all the other good old fellas that make all the calls down there, I'm going to look at maybe, I don't know if you can get him, but this is an Alabama boy from Trustville High School, Brent Key at Georgia Tech, who played at Tech and also is in the top six right now in the country. Yep. Brent Key, Tony's only making $4 million a year at Georgia Tech.
No, his name's popping up a lot there on the feed, obviously. And, his name is super hot. I love, in a perfect world, for a guy to have 2 or 3 years of lineage or some type of equity in a tank of 2 or 3 years, because – it's so easy to plug a guy and go, it's 8-0, go hire him, because we don't know what's going to happen next year. We really don't. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. Terry Henley, who's a good friend of mine.
Yep.
Came on when the Auburn job opened up 3-4 years ago and said, I know who they're hiring because they've offered him, and at the time that number was $13 million, Lane Kiffin. He said Lane Kiffin's going to be the next head coach at Auburn. And he knew that for a fact. And, of course, he was not only disappointed but actually dumbfounded and awestruck when Hugh Freeze ended up taking it. He thought Hugh Freeze was a horrible hire.
Well, Lane backed out. I mean, they actually—
He did. Yep. And so, obviously, if you're sitting there at Auburn now thinking that you'd get Lane Kiffin— I mean, Lane Kiffin took the old Miss job.
He's not going there.
He took the old Miss job over your job. What does that tell you? And then, quite frankly, you lost Bruce Pearl this year too. I mean, I don't, you know, if you're an Auburn fan right now, it sucks. It's not a good time to be down there, and it hasn't been a good time for a long time. It's been a long time since
I was at the game 2 weeks ago, and the whole atmosphere is gloomy. Chip Lake, my friend, who's an Auburn booster and a huge fan, says there's voodoo descending over the stadium. Everybody's just sitting there waiting. When's it going to happen? Oh, that's it. He said after the Georgia game with that call right before the half, he said, I didn't have to watch the second half. The game was over. The team was defeated right then and there.
I remember I remember when Birmingham and Atlanta used to be neck and neck.
When I got here
in the late 80s, mid 80s, it was like Birmingham and Atlanta, and that's what Alabama and Auburn used to be like, and it's not even close now. It's not even close.
The gap is wide. It's really sad. So I think, you know, it's going to be interesting because when is somebody going to have the aha moment? Was, you know, hiring a big name coach doesn't really guarantee success. I mean, we talked about Lincoln Riley and of course now Brian Kelly. Yeah, these guys are rock star names, but it comes down to, it's a really easy industry to measure success. It's wins and losses.
And we haven't even talked about Urban Meyer. I'm sure that's another name that's probably—
after his behavior and his last job at Jacksonville, he's on the X list.
Get out of here.
I don't know. You can renovate some old guy. Bill Belichick's not too good an example of a guy that's being fostered back from the relics.
No, he's
so
not.
I don't know if you're an AD right now, but Tony, and we got to say this before we go. If the ADs that make all these decisions and the college presidents, where's the repercussions against those guys?
Yep.
I mean, they're costing their institutions, and a lot of them are state-funded, taxpayer money, millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars with their bad decisions. Russ Bjork, who was Texas A&M's guy who succeeded Woodward when he went to LSU, he was so worried Woodward was going to steal Jimbo Fisher, he extended his contract, and did he get in trouble when they did fire him? No.
Man.
He was promoted. Ohio State hired him, and now he's a national championship AD.
Unbelievable.
So where are the repercussions of these people making these decisions? Those are the guys that should be on the hot seat.
That's easy to spend other people's money, for sure.
That's for sure.
We'll get after it tomorrow morning. We got another great weekend of handicapping going up. I think we had a pretty good week there. It is wonderful. K4Wins.com. K4Wins.com. We'll do that. And of course, we're also going to be recording this week, getting ready for Saturday morning, 10:30, 11 o'clock, ABC 3340 is the starting lineup. I'm not sure if we're going to have a guest.
And if you're in Birmingham, join us tomorrow night at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino.
Yep.
If you're listening to us locally, because we're going to have a nice blowout there, and you can come meet Tony Curry.
What time does that start?
That
starts at 5 o'clock?
It's 5 o'clock, but you know, it's a happy hour, so 5 to 7:30, whenever you can drift in, we'd love to meet
you. My daughter is got
and quite, you might get on TV. We'll be filming.
There you go. So if someone's looking for you, don't come out. You don't want to be on television. My daughter actually has a choir.
That's a good point.
My daughter has a gala tomorrow night, but it's at 7 o'clock.
A gala.
So I will be out. She's actually going to be to a choir gala at the high school tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So I will be there from 5 until, so I'm going to get out there, and of course, we do that every Tuesday night at the Birmingham Racecourse. All right, my friend, thank you so much. It's been enlightening. Appreciate you.
Take care.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.